I am Rich Hurl with your Capital City Update on 1320WILS.com. If you thought there was a contract deal between the UAW and Ford, well, think again. Union President Bob King releasing a recorded message to his members after rumors of a deal were rushing through the giant automaker's plants on Thursday.
These false rumors are irresponsible and unfair to our members. They are intentionally creating false expectations.
Abortion, once again a hot topic today, with more reaction here in Lansing to a congressional investigation into how Planned Parenthood is using its federal funding. Cecilia Tombelli from 40 Days for Life singling out the founder of Planned Parenthood and spoke with WILS's Tony Conley.
Her intention is to limit births of minority groups. And while they profess to say that for some reason there's a disproportionate amount of Hispanics and African Americans who are having abortion, something like 33.5%.
An attorney from Lansing involved in the lawsuit against Enbridge Incorporated over last year's oil spill into the Kalamazoo River says the case could start up in a couple of weeks with depositions almost wrapping up. Michael Bryant today on WILS says Enbridge officials won't be opening their wallets quite yet.
Enbridge is not going to start paying money voluntarily. I think that would be a mistake on their part because then you'd have everybody lined up in Michigan for money.
A new twist in the budget issues surrounding the Lansing School District, which has learned in a preliminary audit that it has nearly $8 million more in its coffers than expected. The district made a series of moves over the summer, including layoffs, to pass the current fiscal year budget and is predicting a $20 million deficit for next year. It's not clear yet how they would use the money. Insurance companies attempting to solidify state law to ensure that they don't have to pay for claims that deal with medical marijuana usage. Peter Kunmich from the Insurance Institute of Michigan.
We've had claims through the no-fault system for medical marijuana benefits, both for the cost of the purchasing the marijuana as well as the cost to grow their own marijuana. There is a question on whether or not it was intended to be included as part of the ballot initiative.
Well-known Lansing City Council member Carol Wood speaking out about a recent death threat she received in a letter from convicted serial killer Matthew Macon, who confessed to the 2007 murder of Wood's mother and the slayings of several other women. Wood spoke with WILS's Michael Cohen.
He still can put fear in our hearts, and he can still has a way of manipulating our lives in ways that we don't want to be manipulated.
Lansing police planning to use the federal grant money they've been awarded this week to rehire 11 of the 36 officers laid off due to budget cuts over the summer. Police Chief Teresa Szymanski on WILS discussing the crime rate since the layoffs.
Seen a little bit of an increase in armed robberies and burglaries. Some of our other areas were down. Some of our other areas in our Part 1 crimes were staying the same.
Michigan's new welfare reform law taking effect tomorrow, the first day of the fiscal year, the law enforcing federal limits on cash assistance for long-term recipients. Maura Corrigan from the state's Human Services Department on WILS today says she's worried.
11,000 cases are going to be affected by lifetime cash assistance limits. We're concerned that all the folks who are affected by this get services and transition.
The Michigan Retailers Association blaming uncertainty for the short-term drop in optimism in the latest retail index survey. Spokesman Tom Scott says it's an ugly stalemate.
Uncertainty really is a villain because it just kind of freezes everybody in their tracks. People don't want to spend when they don't know what's going to happen, and businesses don't want to spend or invest when they're not quite sure what's going to happen.
While Governor Snyder's pushing for a new publicly owned bridge between Detroit and Canada, some local residents are pushing for some job guarantees. Democratic Senator Coleman Young spoke with WILS's Tim Skubik.
Things about environmental protection, things about jobs, economic development.
If that stuff's not in there, you're a no vote.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it will be in there, you believe.
I want to be in there.
That's your Lansing News Update. Tune in to 1320 WILS for more compelling talk radio, Fox News every half hour, and local Lansing programming weekdays with Tony Conley and Michael Cohen. I'm Rich Hurl on 1320WILS.com.